Darkstripe's treachery, and the knowledge that Shadow Clan cats were on his territory had revived all the memories of his Nine Lives ceremony. Why had the Hill of Bones appeared in his dream, and the river of blood that flowed from it? What did Blue Star's prophecy mean? Desperate for answers, Firestar decided he would go to Cinderpelt's den to see if the medicine cat had received any guidance from StarClan. To his relief, Sandstorm was no longer on guard. He did not want the ginger she-cat to see him like this. Sorrelkit was asleep in her nest, and from the mouth of the split rock came faint sounds of Cinderpelt moving around inside. Firestar went closer and saw her rearranging the piles of healing herbs and berries that she kept there.
"Nearly out of juniper," she muttered,
then saw Firestar.
"What's the matter? What's happened now?"
She limped out of the den and came up to him, nosing him anxiously as she smelled his fear scent.
"Firestar, what's wrong?"
Firestar shook his head to clear it of apprehension. It was a relief to go right back to the beginning and tell Cinderpelt about the dream that had come to him as he lay beside the moonstone. Cinderpelt sat beside him and listened in silence, her steady gaze never leaving his face. "Blue Star told me, 4 will become 2. Lion and tiger will meet in battle, and blood will rule the forest." Firestar finished. "And then blood oozed out of the Hill of Bones and started to fill the hollow. Blood everywhere. Cinderpelt, what does it all mean?"
"I don't know,"
Cinderpelt confessed.
"StarClan has not shown me any of this. Just as they have the power to show me what will happen, so they can choose not to share with me. I'm sorry, Firestar. But I'll keep thinking about it, and maybe something will happen to make it clearer soon."
She pushed her nose against Firestar's fur to comfort him. But though Firestar was grateful for her sympathy, he could not forget the horror of his dream. What dreadful fate lay in store for him? And if even Cinderpelt could not answer that question, what hope was there for ThunderClan? Chapter 11. Firestar emerged from the forest near Sunning Rocks and paused to taste the air. The sun was rising behind him, sending long shadows from the forest toward the river. Several days had passed since Darkstripe had left ThunderClan, and so far the patrols had not brought any news of him, nor of ShadowClan cats in the territory. But the memory of Firestar's dream was still too sharp for him to believe that the threat from the territory beyond the Thunderpath was over. Graystripe and Thornclaw padded out of the trees behind him.
"Smell anything?"
Graystripe asked. Firestar shrugged. "Only RiverClan cats, no more than I'd expect this close to the border. But I want to make sure that they haven't been near Sunning Rocks."
"We'll renew the scent markings,"
meowed Graystripe.
"Come on, Thornclaw."
While his friends disappeared into the gullies among the rocks, Firestar remained where he was, carefully drawing the air over his scent glands. Though he was worried about ShadowClan, he had not forgotten RiverClan or their ambitious leader, Leopardstar. She had tried to retake Sunning Rocks not long before, and Firestar would not be surprised if she decided to try again. Not many moments passed before he detected fresh RiverClan scent. Instantly suspicious, he padded around the base of the rocks, only to relax a few moments later as he caught sight of Mistyfoot. She was alone, crouched at the very edge of the river, and as Firestar watched, she scooped a fish out of the water and killed it with one blow of her paw.
"Well done,"
Firestar called. Mistyfoot turned, saw him, and padded up the gently sloping bank as far as the border. Firestar went to meet her there, glad to see that she still looked friendly in spite of the way she had left the ThunderClan camp. But he noticed with alarm that Mistyfoot was much thinner than when he had last seen her, and he wondered if something bad had happened following the revelation that Blue Star had been her mother.
"How are you, Mistyfoot?" he meowed. "I hope there hasn't been any trouble."
"About me and Stonefur,"
Mistyfoot replied, guessing his thoughts. She hesitated.
"Stonefur told the clan the truth about Blue Star,"
she meowed at last.
"Some of them didn't like it. One or two of them won't talk to us at all now, and most of them are a bit uneasy with us."
"I'm sorry to hear that,"
Firestar mewed. What about Leopard Star? Has she said anything?
I could tell she wasn't pleased. She supported us in front of the clan, but I think she has an eye on us all the same, to make sure we're still loyal.
Of course you're loyal, Firestar exclaimed.
Yes, and the rest of the clan will realize it sooner or later. Besides,
Mistyfoot paused again, and then went on.
That isn't the worst of our problems.
What do you mean?
Tiger Star.
Mistyfoot shivered.
He visits Leopard Star regularly, and I can't work out why. I'm sure they're planning something.
A jolt of fear shot through Firestar. Planning what? Mistyfoot twitched her ears.
I've no idea. Leopard Star hasn't told Stonefur, even though he's her deputy. But there are a couple of Shadow Clan warriors stationed permanently in our camp.
What? That shouldn't happen. It must be against the warrior code. Mistyfoot shrugged, looking defeated.
Try telling that to Leopard Star.
But what are they doing there?
Leopard Star says that they're staying with us so the clans can exchange training methods and fighting techniques. But I don't see much sign of it. All they do is watch. It's like they're learning all about us, all our secrets and weaknesses.
Mistyfoot's fur bristled as if she saw her enemies in front of her.
That's why I came over here, to get away from them for a bit.
That's terrible, Firestar meowed. What is Leopard Star thinking?
You want my opinion? She wants to do the best for her clan, and she thinks Tiger Star is the strongest leader in the forest, so she set out to be his ally.
I'm not sure Tiger Star has allies, Firestar warned her. Only followers. Mistyfoot nodded.
I know.
She sat down, licked one paw, and drew it two or three times over her ear. Firestar wondered if she was regretting saying so much to a warrior of another clan.
How is the prey running?
He asked, hoping to distract her. At least the river hasn't frozen yet.
Not yet. Prey is scarce, but that's nothing new.
Mistyfoot flicked her ears dismissively.
It's Leaf Bear, after all. And those two warriors of Tiger Stars don't help, she added. They sit there in camp stuffing their faces, but they never bring back much fresh kill.
She broke off at the sound of Graystripe's voice yowling her name. Firestar turned to see his friend bounding down the bank toward them with Thornclaw just behind him.
Hi, Mistyfoot,
panted Graystripe as he came up.
How are Featherpaw and Stormpaw?
They're fine, Graystripe,
replied Mistyfoot, with a purr of welcome for her former clanmate.
Though Graystripe's stay in RiverClan had been short, the two cats had become good friends, and Mistyfoot was always willing to give Graystripe news of his kits.
Featherpaw is turning into a great fighter. ThunderClan will have to watch out when she's made a warrior.
Graystripe let out a purr.
Well, she couldn't have a better mentor.
Firestar backed away while Graystripe and Mistyfoot discussed the two apprentices.
Thornclaw padded up to him and meowed. We've renewed the scent markings, Firestar. There's no fresh River Clan scent around the rocks.
That's good, Firestar responded, though his thoughts were only half on what the young warrior was telling him. Mistyfoot's news deeply disturbed him. It sounded as if River Clan and Shadow Clan were allied more closely than ever before. And if Tiger Star decided to go to war, Thunder Clan would be trapped between them. Oh, Star Clan. Firestar murmured to himself. Show me what I should do now. After his talk with Mistyfoot, Firestar ordered extra patrols, but no cat reported anything unusual. The days slipped past peacefully until the time of the next gathering approached. As the sun went down behind the thorn hedge, Firestar sat with Whitestorm beside the nettle patch, sharing fresh kill before the journey.
Who will you take to the gathering? The white warrior asked.
Firestar swallowed a mouthful of squirrel. Not you, I think, he replied. I'm certain Tiger Star is going to make a move of some sort, and I want you to guard the camp. I'll leave you some strong warriors, too.
I think you're right.
Whitestorm swiped his tongue around his mouth as he finished his vole.
Tiger Star may have failed with the dog pack, but he's bound to try something else.
I'll take Fernpaw and Ashpaw, Firestar decided. And Thornclaw. He'll be looking forward to his first gathering as a warrior. and Sandstorm, Graystripe, and Frostfur. That should leave you with enough fighting strength if Tigerstar sends warriors to attack.
You think he'll break the truce?
Inquired Whitestorm. Firestar flicked his ears. What do you think? He led the dog pack to us. Do you think he'd bother about a little thing like ignoring the will of StarClan?
StarClan, Whitestorm snorted. Tigerstar behaves as if he's never heard of StarClan.
He paused and then asked,
What about the two young apprentices, Tigerstar's kits? Do you want to take them with you?
Firestar shook his head. Not in 100 moons. You know what's going to happen, don't you? Tigerstar wants those kits. At the last gathering, he gave Blue Star 1 moon to decide whether to hand them over. That time's up now. If Bramblepaw and Tawnypaw are there, I wouldn't put it past Tigerstar to try taking them from the gathering.
Nor would I, Whitestorm rumbled in agreement. You think we should keep them then?
Firestar was startled. Don't you?
He had assumed that ThunderClan would insist on their right to keep the two apprentices.
But if his deputy thought that they should give the young cats to their father, Firestar would consider his opinion carefully.
But Whitestorm was nodding. There's no question that they're ThunderClan kits. Their mother is ThunderClan, and so was their father at the time they were born. Tigerstar going to ShadowClan doesn't alter that. But if we want to keep them, we'll have to fight for them.
Then we fight, Firestar meowed determinedly. Besides, he added, if we meekly hand them over, Tigerstar will see that as a sign of weakness. He'd be making more demands before you could say mouse.
True.
Firestar took another bite of squirrel, his eyes narrowing as his thoughts moved to the approaching gathering. You know, Whitestorm, he began, Tigerstar won't have it all his own way. I've got news for the gathering, too. How do you think the other clans will react when I tell them how Tigerstar tried to use the dog pack to destroy us? Not even Broken Tail was as ruthless as that. Even Tigerstar's own clan will turn against him. They might even drive him from the forest, and then we'll be rid of him.
Whitestorm's ears twitched. To Firestar's surprise, the white warrior didn't look as optimistic as he had expected.
Maybe, he meowed. But don't be surprised if it doesn't work out like that.
Firestar stared at him. You think the warrior code allows a cat to have another clan torn apart by dogs?
No, of course not. But Tigerstar could always deny it. What proof do we have?
Firestar thought seriously about what his deputy was saying. One cat, Longtail, had seen Tigerstar feed a rabbit to the pack. Several of the clan had detected Tigerstar's scent on the trail of rabbits, and Tigerstar had attacked Firestar himself close to the gorge to make sure that the dog pack caught him and pulled him down. Only Blue Star's sudden appearance had saved him. True, Mistyfoot and Stonefur had witnessed Tigerstar's presence by the river that day, but they were already having problems within their own clan. If they spoke up against Tigerstar, their clanmates might not believe them. It would be wrong, Firestar realized, to add to their troubles. And all the rest of his evidence rested on the word of ThunderClan cats alone. Both WindClan and RiverClan knew there had been a serious rift between Tigerstar and his birth clan that had driven the former deputy to leave. Tigerstar could try to make it seem as if the ThunderClan cats were lying. Then we'll see who they believe, Firestar insisted angrily. Not every cat thinks that Tigerstar is StarClan's gift to the forest. He won't have it all his own way.
Let's hope not. Whitestorm got to his paws and stretched. You're going to have a lively time tonight, Firestar. I'll go and tell the warriors you've chosen to be ready.
As he padded away, Firestar crouched down beside the nettles and finished his squirrel. There was going to be trouble at this gathering. Tigerstar was certain to claim his kits again, and Firestar suspected that he would take this opportunity to reveal Blue Star's secret as well and denounce Mistyfoot and Stonefur as half-clan cats. But I've got plenty to say too, he thought, pushing aside the doubts Whitestorm had raised. When I've finished, no cat in the forest, not even his own clan, will trust Tigerstar again.
Chapter 12. Firestar paused at the top of the hollow before leading his cats down to the gathering.
The night was still. Clouds were building up on the horizon, so that Firestar had begun to wonder if StarClan was going to hide the moon to show that it was not their will for the gathering to take place. But for now the moon rose high above the clouds, and the scent of cats drifted up to Firestar from the hollow below.
"Only wind clan so far,"
murmured Graystripe, who was crouched at Firestar's shoulder.
"What's keeping the others?"
Firestar shrugged. "StarClan knows. Personally, I wouldn't care if Tigerstar never showed up." He signaled with his tail and led his warriors as they raced down through the bushes and into the clearing at the center of the hollow. As Graystripe had said, only WindClan cats were there. Firestar spotted their leader, Tallstar, seated with his deputy, Deadfoot, near the base of the great rock.
"Greetings, Firestar,"
Tallstar mewed, dipping his head courteously as Firestar approached.
"Tornir told me he met you on your way to Highstones. We grieve for Bluestar."
"So does your own clan," Firestar responded, bowing his head in turn. "She was a noble leader."
"But you will be a worthy successor,"
meowed the black and white Tom, surprising Firestar by the warmth of his tone.
"You've served your clan well."
I hope to serve it even better in the future," Firestar stammered. Tallstar nodded once more in response and sprang up to the top of the rock. Before following him, Firestar glanced around at his own cats. They were already circling among the WindClan warriors and beginning to exchange their news. Firestar was pleased to see that the two clans seemed friendly toward each other, in spite of the recent clash over missing prey. Worried as he was about ShadowClan and RiverClan, it was good to think that he might find allies in WindClan. Waving with his tail toward One Whisker and his apprentice, Gorsepaw, who were settling down to talk with Sandstorm, Firestar jumped up to stand beside Tallstar on the top of the great rock. He had stood here once before, when he took Bluestar's place while she was ill after the fire, but he was still not used to looking down on his cats from such a great height, nor seeing their eyes gleam pale from reflected moonlight as they stared up at him. Firestar's tension increased as he thought about what was to come and the confrontation with Tigerstar that would surely happen before moonset. "ShadowClan and RiverClan are late," he remarked. Tallstar twitched his ears in agreement.
"Clouds threaten the moon,"
he pointed out. A trace of anxiety crossed his face.
"Perhaps StarClan is angry."
Looking up, Firestar saw that the clouds he had noticed earlier were spreading farther across the sky. The air tasted damp and his fur prickled with expectation. What would it mean, Firestar wondered, if StarClan veiled the moon and Tigerstar was left to plot in secret until the next gathering? "Tallstar," he began, deciding that the time had come to confide in the WindClan leader and ask for his advice. "I'm worried about what Tigerstar might be planning." He never finished. A triumphant yowling from the top of the hollow interrupted him, and a heartbeat later more cats raced into the clearing as ShadowClan and RiverClan arrived together, their cats fanning out below him. Tigerstar reached the top of the great rock in a single bound, and Leopardstar scrambled up beside him.
"Cats of all clans,"
Tigerstar declared, not waiting to greet Tallstar and Firestar or discuss which of the leaders should speak first.
"I have news for you. Listen well, for great change is coming to the forest."
Firestar stared at the ShadowClan leader in confusion. When Tigerstar first mentioned news, he had thought for a moment he was referring to Mistyfoot and Stonefur's half-clan heritage. Yet that would not merit such a spectacular arrival or make Tigerstar talk about great change. Below them in the clearing, there was dead silence. All the cats stared up at the great rock, their eyes wide as they waited for Tigerstar to explain. Every hair on Firestar's pelt began to bristle, and he did not know whether it was due to the tension of the assembled warriors or the threatening rain clouds.
"Great change," Tigerstar repeated. "And StarClan has shown me that it is ShadowClan's task to prepare every cat in the forest to meet it."
"Every cat?" Firestar heard the quiet mutter from Tallstar. The WindClan leader took a step forward.
"Tigerstar?"
"ShadowClan has the favor of StarClan,"
Tigerstar swept on, ignoring the interruption.
We are blessed because we survived the sickness, and I have received the blessing of our warrior ancestors most of all because it was my task to restore the clan and make it great again.
Oh, yes, Firestar thought. He refused to believe that Star Clan was showing favor to Tiger Star after all that he had done to his birth clan. Glancing down into the clearing, he looked for Running Nose. The Shadow Clan Medicine Cat had done his best to support his clan during Nightstar's ill-fated leadership, and Firestar had an idea that he was not entirely happy with Tiger Star as the old Tom's replacement. He wondered what Running Nose thought of the announcement Tiger Star had just made. But though his gaze searched the clearing carefully, he could see no sign of the medicine cat. Left at home? Firestar asked himself. So he can't deny what Tiger Star claims? At the same time, he couldn't help noticing that Stonefur was also missing, and he wondered if the River Clan deputy was in more trouble because of his half-clan parentage, and what he thought about his leader's decision to ally her clan with Tiger Star. One cat Firestar did spot in the clearing below was Darkstripe. The former ThunderClan warrior was sitting beside Blackfoot, the ShadowClan deputy, and his eyes shone with admiration as he looked up at Tigerstar. It was clear that he had gone straight to his old ally after being driven out of ThunderClan.
All of you know, Tigerstar went on, that changes have already come to us, unwelcome changes beyond our control. Last Leaf Bear, much of the forest was covered by floods. A fire swept through ThunderClan territory.
As he mentioned the fire, he flashed a look at Firestar, who would have liked to claw the arrogance off his enemy's battle-scarred face.
Two legs are moving into our territory in ever greater numbers. Life is growing harder, and as the forest changes around us, we must change to meet the crisis.
Yowls of support rose from below, though Firestar noticed that they came only from ShadowClan and RiverClan cats. The warriors of ThunderClan and WindClan were exchanging stunned glances, as if they couldn't work out what Tigerstar was trying to say. Firestar felt just as shocked. He had been so certain that Tigerstar would reveal Mistyfoot and Stonefur's secret at this gathering, and demand his own kits, Bramblepaw and Tawnypaw, from ThunderClan. Firestar had braced himself, but now he was left to face a completely different challenge.
Star Clan has shown me the way,
Tigerstar meowed with a glance at the sky, where the storm clouds were massing more thickly still.
To survive the hardship ahead of us, we must join together. As four clans, we waste our energies in striving against each other. As one, we would be strong. We must unite!
Total silence met his words. Firestar could hear a faint breeze stirring the leafless branches of the four oak trees, and in the distance a mutter of thunder. He gaped at Tigerstar. A single clan in the forest? When Star Clan had always decreed that there should be four?
Leopard Star has already agreed to join River Clan with Shadow Clan, Tigerstar told them. We shall be joint leaders of a greater clan to be known as Tiger Clan.
Joint leaders? Firestar didn't believe that for a moment. Tigerstar would never share his leadership with any cat. Now Tigerstar turned to Firestar and Tallstar.
We have come to invite you to join the new clan, he meowed,
his amber eyes glittering.
Let us rule the forest together in friendship and peace.
Before he had finished speaking, Tallstar stepped forward, his fur bristling aggressively. But it was not to Tigerstar that he spoke. Instead, he addressed all the cats in the clearing below.
Tiger Clan was the name of one of the great clans of ancient times,
Tallstar's voice rang out as strong and clear as if he were still a young cat.
Tigerstar has no right to use it now, nor does he have the right to change the number of clans in the forest. We have lived as four clans for innumerable seasons, following the warrior code laid down for us by Star Clan. To throw aside our ancient ways would bring disaster.
Turning to Tiger Star, he hissed,
I'll die before I join my clan to yours.
Tiger Star blinked slowly. Firestar could see a dangerous gleam in his eyes, but his voice was calm as he replied,
Tall Star, I understand. These are important matters, and an older cat like yourself will need time to see that what I'm suggesting is for the good of all our clans.
I'm not so old that I've lost my wits, you piece of fox dung,
Tall Star snarled. Tiger Star flattened his ears, but he kept his temper.
And what does the new leader of Thunder Clan think?
He sneered. All the hatred he had ever felt toward the flame-colored warrior was contained in those words, and even the air felt scorched. Firestar's veins throbbed as though they were filled with ice as he imagined the future. His territory and Tall Star's lay between Tiger Star's and Leopard Star's. With Shadow Clan and River Clan in alliance, the two remaining clans could be crushed between them. Glancing down, Firestar saw unease spread among the Thunder Clan and Wind Clan warriors. Sandstorm was on her paws, yowling,
"Never, Firestar! Never!"
But some of the Wind Clan cats were talking urgently to each other, as if they were considering Tiger Star's proposition. The dark tabby warrior had been clever, Firestar realized. Much of what he had said was true. Times were growing harder, for all the reasons he had given. Maybe some cats would believe their problems could be solved by joining together as one clan. But Firestar was convinced that the cats of the forest could fulfill their destiny only if there were four clans. And even if he had considered for one moment the idea of joining together as one, he would have rejected it if Tiger Star was to be the new clan's leader.
Well, Firestar, Tiger Star rumbled, with another swift glance at the storm-dark sky. Have you lost your tongue?
Firestar took a couple of paces that brought him to Tall Star's side.
I'll never let you take over my clan, he spat at Tiger Star. Make us, Tall Star invited, if you can.
Make you?
Tiger Star's amber eyes widened. For a heartbeat, he looked almost genuinely hurt.
I came here in peace, with a plan to help us all. Tall Star, Fire Star, I want you to recognize that this is the right decision and come to me willingly. But don't delay too long,
he added, a hint of menace in his voice.
Star Clan will not wait forever.
Fury blazed up in Firestar. How dare Tiger Star claim that his attempt to take over the whole forest was the will of Star Clan? Spinning around, he turned his back on the Shadow Clan leader and paced to the front of the rock, where he could look down on all the assembled cats. The time had come for him to speak. When he had finished, Tiger Star would be revealed for what he was, a murderer who would wade through the blood of countless cats to get what he wanted. Let Leopard Star see the kind of cat she had trusted.
Cats of Wind Clan, River Clan, and Shadow Clan,
Firestar yowled.
I can stay silent no longer. You cannot trust Tiger Star any more than you would trust a cornered badger.
Out of the corner of his eye, he saw a swift movement from Tiger Star, a bunching of muscles under the rippling tabby pelt. But then the Shadow Clan leader glanced at the sky again, controlled himself, and went on listening with a look of deliberate indifference.
I know many of you must have wondered why Tiger Star left Thunder Clan, Firestar went on. You want to know the truth? This cat is power-hungry and dangerous, and he is willing to murder other cats to get what he wants.
He broke off as lightning stabbed down from the sky, a blazing claw of white fire that raked the forest. Thunder crashed overhead, drowning Firestar's words. It sounded as if the great rock itself were being torn up.
A sign! A sign!
Tiger Star yowled. He gazed up at the sky, his yellow eyes glowing in the light of the moon that still shone between the gathering clouds.
I thank you, Star Clan, for showing us your will. This gathering is over.
Calling a command to his cats to follow him, he bunched his muscles to leap down from the great rock. Before he sprang, he turned his head, eyes narrowed with hatred.
Bad luck, kitty pet, he spat. Think about my offer. It's your last chance to save those miserable cats.
Before Firestar had a chance to respond, the Shadow Clan leader launched himself from the Great Rock and disappeared into the bushes that lined the hollow. Shadow Clan cats poured after him. Leopardstar jumped down in her turn and gathered the warriors of River Clan. Firestar and Tallstar faced each other, shocked and bewildered as lightning stabbed down again. A gust of wind buffeted the rock, almost carrying Firestar off his paws, and rain poured from the sky as the storm broke. Almost blinded by the lashing rain, Firestar half-jumped, half-slithered down the side of the rock and streaked across the open ground to the shelter of the bushes, calling to his warriors as he went. Moments later, he found himself crouching beneath a hawthorn bush with Graystripe and Sandstorm huddled close to him. Shaking rain from his pelt, he looked around for Tallstar, but the Wind Clan leader had not followed him. The rain was striking the ground so hard that the drops scattered into a mist of spray. The four oaks thrashed and groaned in the wind. Grasses and ferns were flattened in the fury of the storm, but the chaos in the clearing was no worse than the chaos in Firestar's mind. "I can't believe this," he meowed, raising his voice above the howling wind. "I didn't think even Tigerstar would dare to claim power over all the forest."
"But what can we do about it?" asked Graystripe. "You didn't get to tell the truth about Tigerstar."
"It's not Firestar's fault that the storm broke,"
Sandstorm pointed out, her hackles rising.
"Too late to worry about it," Firestar told them. "That prey's killed and eaten now. We have to decide what we do next."
"What is there to decide?"
snarled Sandstorm, the light of battle shone in her green eyes.
"We fight, of course, until we've driven that piece of crow food out of the forest for good."
Firestar nodded. Though he said nothing, he couldn't help thinking of Blue Star's prophecy during his dream at the Moonstone.
"Four will become two. Lion and Tiger will meet in battle."
Tiger must mean the new Tiger Clan. But who or what is Lion? Firestar pushed the question aside as he remembered Blue Star's ominous parting words.
"Blood will rule the forest."
Chapter 13. The squall was soon over. Firestar led his cats home through a forest where every twig and fern dripped water under a clearing sky. Silverpelt glittered brightly, and Firestar raised his eyes to utter a silent prayer.
"Great Star Clan, show me what to do."
He began to worry about whether Tigerstar had sent warriors to attack the camp while Firestar and the others were away. It would be one way to weaken ThunderClan so that Firestar had no choice but to ally his surviving cats with TigerClan. Relief flooded over him as he emerged from the gorse tunnel to see that everything was peaceful. Whitestorm got up from sentry duty outside the warrior's den and patted over.
"You're back early. I wondered if those storm clouds would cover the moon."
"Yes, but it was worse than that," Firestar replied.
"Worse?"
Whitestorm's eyes widened in astonishment as Firestar told him what had happened at the gathering just before thunder and lightning prevented his revealing words. More cats joined them, and Firestar was aware of shocked mews as his clan learned what Tigerstar was planning. "When the storm broke," Firestar finished, "Tigerstar said it was a sign from Star Clan that he had their favor. He and Leopardstar left, so the gathering broke up."
"It might well have been a sign," mewed Whitestorm thoughtfully, "but one that shows Star Clan is angry with Tigerstar."
"Cinderpelt, what do you think?"
Firestar asked the medicine cat, who had listened to the story with deep foreboding in her blue eyes.
"I don't know,"
she admitted.
"If it was a sign, it would mean Star Clan stopped you from telling the truth about Tigerstar, and I find that hard to believe."
She shrugged.
"There are times when a storm is just a storm."
"It was an unlucky one for Thunder Clan, then," muttered Longtail.
"I wish I'd been there," Cloudtail growled. "I'd have torn Tigerstar's throat out. No more problem."
"In that case, it's a good thing you weren't there," Firestar retorted. "Attacking a clan leader at a gathering? That would have made Star Clan angry." Cloudtail narrowed his eyes at Firestar, the challenge clear in his blue gaze.
"Why doesn't Star Clan do something to help us then, if it's so powerful?"
"Maybe they will,"
Brightheart suggested gently.
So what are we going to do?
Asked Mousefur. She was shifting from paw to paw, as if she wanted to race out of camp and confront her enemies right away.
You're not thinking of joining this Tiger Clan, are you?
Never, Firestar assured her. But we need time to think and rest. He yawned and stretched. For now, we'll need extra patrols. Any volunteers to go out at dawn?
I will,
Mousefur offered instantly. Thanks, meowed Firestar. Keep a lookout along the border with Shadow Clan, and if you come across any of Tigerstar's warriors, you know what to do.
Oh, yes,
Cloudtail lashed his tail eagerly.
I'll come with you, Mousefur. I could do with some Shadow Clan fur to line my nest.
Firestar didn't try to check the young warrior's hostility. No cat could doubt Cloudtail's loyalty to Thunder Clan, however scornful he was about Star Clan and the warrior code. Whitestorm named Brackenfur and Thornclaw to join the patrol as well, and all four cats padded off to get some rest before dawn. One by one, the other clan cats headed for their dens. Firestar was aware of their shock and the fear they did not quite succeed in hiding. Eventually, he was left alone with only Cinderpelt by his side. He let out a long sigh.
Will there ever be any end to this? He murmured.
Cinderpelt pressed her muzzle comfortingly against his.
I don't know. It's in the paws of Star Clan.
She narrowed her eyes.
But sometimes, I don't believe there'll be any peace in the forest until Tiger Star is dead.
Right, Firestar meowed. Attack me! A few fox lengths away, Bramblepaw crouched on the floor of the hollow. Firestar waited as the apprentice began to creep toward him, his amber eyes darting from side to side, as if he was choosing the best place to strike. A heartbeat later, Bramblepaw launched himself into the air, but Firestar was ready for him, slipping rapidly to one side. He butted Bramblepaw in the flank as he came down, and the young cat lost his balance and rolled over, his paws scuffing up dust.
You'll have to be quicker than that, Firestar told him. Don't give your enemy time to think.
Bramblepaw scrambled up, spitting out sand, and immediately sprang again. His outstretched paws caught Firestar on the side of the head, thrusting the older cat sideways so that his paws slid out from under him. Bramblepaw held him down, his nose almost touching Firestar's.
Like that? He asked.
Firestar pushed him off.
Let me up, you great lump!
Shaking sand out of his pelt, he added.
Yes, just like that. You're shaping up well, Bramblepaw.
The apprentice's eyes glowed, and Firestar suddenly felt as if he were looking at a young Tiger Star. But this was Tiger Star, as he should have been. Strong, skillful, brave, and, yes, ambitious. But in Bramblepaw, all the ambitions seemed to be focused on becoming the best warrior that he could be in the service of his clan. Firestar couldn't resist letting out a purr of satisfaction. Amid all the troubles that beset ThunderClan, it was a relief to escape for a short time for a training session with his apprentice. But Bramblepaw's next words reminded him of his weightier responsibilities.
Firestar, I wanted to ask you, why does every cat think it would be so bad to be part of Tiger Clan?
What? Firestar felt a surge of anger. He could hardly believe his apprentice had asked the question. Bramblepaw flinched, but he went on, steadily meeting his mentor's eyes.
Ashpaw told me what Tiger Star said. It's true that times are hard. Every cat's always complaining about the shortage of prey, and how there are more two-legs in the forest than ever before. Besides, Tiger Clan will be the strongest clan in the forest if River Clan joins with Shadow Clan. Wouldn't it make sense to join them?
Firestar took a deep breath. After all, he had asked questions like these when he first came to the forest, not understanding why there should be rivalry and battle between the clans. He sat down beside Bramblepaw. It's not as simple as that, he meowed. For one thing, there have always been four clans in the forest. For another, it would mean the end of Thunder Clan.
Why?
Because we cannot believe Tiger Star when he says the four leaders would rule jointly. Firestar tried to speak gently, remembering he was talking about the younger cat's father. But there was no hiding the stark truth. Tiger Star would take control. We would lose everything that makes us Thunder Clan. For a few heartbeats, Bramblepaw was silent. Then he meowed.
I see. Thank you, Firestar. That's what I wanted to know.
Then let's get on. Firestar sprang to his paws. There's a move I think you might find useful. But as he continued with the training session, he found that his optimism about Bramblepaw's loyalties had started to fade. When the training session was over, Firestar sent Bramblepaw to hunt for the elders. He was about to return to camp when Cloudtail bounded over the top of the training hollow, closely followed by Brightheart.
Firestar! We're going to practice Brightheart's fighting moves. Do you want to see how she's coming on?
Yes, of course. Go ahead. Even though Brightheart's wounds were healed, Firestar found it hard to think of her as a fighting cat. He couldn't imagine she would ever be able to go into battle with her clan. But since her change of name, she looked much happier and more confident, and he wanted to encourage her as much as he could. Cloudtail and Brightheart ran into the middle of the hollow. For a few heartbeats, they prowled around each other. Then Cloudtail darted in and gave Brightheart a couple of blows with sheathed paws on the blind side of her head. Brightheart rolled with the impact, and Firestar tensed, imagining the damage an enemy cat might have done with his claws out and all his strength behind the blow. But instead of rolling away from Cloudtail, Brightheart propelled herself toward him, tangling her paws with his and throwing him off balance. Firestar pricked his ears with interest as the two cats writhed together on the ground, and suddenly Brightheart was on top, pinning Cloudtail down with one paw on his neck. I've never seen that before, Firestar meowed, padding over to join them as Brightheart released Cloudtail and the young white warrior jumped up and shook sand out of his pelt.
Brightheart, try it on me.
Looking nervous, Brightheart faced him. Firestar found it harder than he had expected to come up on her blind side. The young she-cat kept weaving back and forth so that he had to change his position. When at last he leaped at her, she slid under his outstretched paws and tripped him in the same way that she had surprised Cloudtail. For a few heartbeats, they wrestled together until at last Firestar managed to hold her down.
Harder than it looks, isn't it?
Meowed Cloudtail, strolling up beside him with a delighted expression. It certainly is. Well done, Brightheart. Firestar let the she-cat get up. Her uninjured eye was shining at his praise. For the first time, he began to wonder if she had a future as a warrior after all. Keep practicing, he told her, and let me watch you again soon. I think you might have something to teach the clan. After the storm, the weather turned cold again. Every morning, the grass and ferns were furred with frost, and there was another light fall of snow. Prey became scarcer still, and what the hunters managed to catch was thin and scrawny, scarcely a mouthful for a hungry cat.
If I don't get a decent meal soon, I'll fade away to a shadow,
Graystripe complained. He and Firestar were on patrol not far from Four Trees, along with Longtail and Thornclaw. Firestar had hoped they would find more prey farther from the camp, where the fire had never reached, but the catch was pitifully small. I'm going to try down by the stream, Firestar meowed. He headed down the slope to where a thicker growth of fern and shrubs marked the line of the stream. When he paused to taste the air, the prey scent was faint, and he could not hear any of the small sounds that would have alerted him to creatures scurrying through the grass. With so little fresh kill, the clan was growing weaker by the day. Just enduring Leaf Bear would be hard enough, but on top of that, there was the new threat from Tiger Clan. Would they be strong enough to defend themselves? Firestar wondered. His paw steps led him by instinct down toward the stream, and he crouched down to drink, prodding the thin ice at the very edge and shaking icy drops off his paw when it gave way. As Firestar bent his head to lap from the stream, the sun came out behind him, striking through the leaves. Light dazzled on the water and surrounded Firestar's reflection with golden rays. For a moment, the image of his head disappeared, to be replaced by that of a roaring lion. It was the beast Firestar had heard described in so many elders' tales. His flame-colored pelt blazing into a luxuriant mane, his eyes shining with unlimited strength and power. Startled, Firestar leaped backward. He let out a yowl as he collided with a tree and stumbled into the dead leaves among its roots. When he looked up, Spotted Leaf was facing him from across the stream. The beautiful tortoiseshell's eyes were brimming with amusement, and she let out a little meow of laughter.
Spotted Leaf,
Firestar gasped. She had never come to him before when he was awake, and he wondered what this might mean. He sprang to his paws, ready to splash through the stream to her side, but she signaled with her tail for him to stay where he was.
Take heed of what you have seen, Firestar,
she told him, her amusement vanishing like the frost at dawn.
Learn what you must be.
What do you mean? Firestar asked urgently. But as she finished speaking, Spotted Leaf began to fade. Her eyes rested on him, filled with love, and her body paled until Firestar could see the bank of the stream through it.
Spotted Leaf, don't leave me yet, he begged. I need you.
But her eyes shone for a heartbeat longer, and then she was gone.
Firestar!
It was Graystripe's voice. Firestar shook his head to clear it and turned to face his friend as he came padding down the bank.
Are you okay?
Graystripe asked.
You yowled long enough to scare all the prey between here and Four Trees.
I'm fine, Firestar replied. Something startled me, that's all. Graystripe examined him for a moment longer, as if he wasn't quite satisfied with his leader's explanation, and then turned away.
If you say so,
he meowed, retreating up the bank.
Come and see the rabbit Longtail caught. It's as big as a fox.
Firestar stayed where he was. He was still trembling from the shock of his vision. He had seen himself like one of the great warriors of old, a member of Lion Clan. Blue Star's prophecy echoed in his head again. Lion and Tiger will meet in battle. Did this mean that a new clan, Lion Clan, would arise to combat Tiger Clan? And did Star Clan intend Fire Star to lead it? Chapter 14
Firestar, meowed Graystripe, I want to ask you something.
Firestar was crouching by the nettle patch. He had just seen Brackenfur leaving at the head of the evening patrol, and now he was eating his share of fresh kill before rounding up a patrol of his own for an extra check on the Shadow Clan border.
Sure, he replied. What is it?
Graystripe crouched beside him, but before he could speak, Tawnypaw came stalking out of the elder's den, her head and her tail held high as she headed for the gorse tunnel. Her green eyes blazed with anger. Bramblepaw emerged behind her, his jaws clamped on a bundle of bedding moss. He looked worried.
Tawnypaw, Firestar called. What's the matter?
For a heartbeat, he thought the apprentice was going to ignore him. Then she veered sharply to stand in front of him.
Small ear,
she spat.
If ever a cat asked to have his fur clawed off.
You shouldn't talk like that about an elder, Firestar rebuked her. Small Ear's given good service to the clan, and we should respect that.
What about a bit of respect for me?
Tawnypaw was so furious, she seemed to have forgotten she was talking to her leader.
Just because I was a little late going to clear out the old bedding, Small Ear said that Tiger Star had never wanted to serve the elders either, and he could see I was going to turn out just like my father.
She scraped her claws on the sandy floor of the clearing, as if she were picturing the old Tom's fur.
It's not the first time he said things, either. I don't see why I should have to put up with it.
While she was speaking, Bramblepaw had come to join them, putting down the moss he was carrying.
You know Small Ear's joints are aching because of the cold weather, he meowed.
You're not my mentor,
Tawnypaw flared up at her brother.
Don't tell me what to do.
Calm down, Tawnypaw. Firestar mewed. He wanted to reassure her that no cat believed she would end up a murderer and traitor like her father, but he knew that wasn't entirely true. You're doing very well as an apprentice, and you're going to make a great warrior. Sooner or later, the clan will see that.
That's what I've been telling her,
Bramblepaw meowed, and added to his sister.
We've got to live down what Tiger Star did. That's the only way the clan will believe in our loyalty.
Some cats believe in it already,
Graystripe put in, and Bramblepaw flashed him a grateful glance. The worst of Tawnypaw's fury was fading, though her green eyes still burned. With a toss of her head, she turned away, flinging her parting words over her shoulder as she stalked toward the gorse tunnel.
I'm going to fetch some fresh moss.
I'm sorry, Firestar, Bramblepaw murmured when she had gone. But Tawnypaw's right to be upset.
I know, Firestar reassured him. If I can catch Small Ear at a good moment, I'll have a word with him.
Thanks, Firestar.
Bramblepaw dipped his head in gratitude, picked up his moss, and hurried after his sister. Firestar gazed worriedly after the two apprentices. He must talk to Small Ear, he decided, and soon. Constantly taunting the young cats about their parentage was not the way to ensure their loyalty to ThunderClan. Realizing that Graystripe was still waiting patiently beside him, he mewed. Okay, tell me what's on your mind.
It's my kits, Graystripe confessed. Ever since the gathering, I can't get them out of my mind. Mistyfoot and Stonefur weren't there, so I couldn't ask them for news. But now that Tigerstar has essentially taken over RiverClan, I'm sure my kits are in danger.
Firestar took a bite of vole and chewed thoughtfully. I don't see why they should be at risk more than any other cat, he replied, swallowing his mouthful. Tigerstar will want to look after all the apprentices to guarantee a strong fighting force. Graystripe didn't look reassured.
But Tigerstar knows who their father is, he pointed out. He hates me, and I'm worried that he'll take it out on Featherpaw and Stormpaw.
Firestar realized that Graystripe had a fair point about Tigerstar's hostility. What would you like to do? Graystripe blinked nervously.
I want you to come with me across the river and bring them back to ThunderClan.
Firestar stared at his friend.
Are you completely mouse-brained? You're asking your clan leader to stroll into RiverClan territory and steal a couple of apprentices?
Graystripe scraped his forepaw on the ground.
Well, if you put it like that...
How else would you put it?
Firestar tried to control his shock, but Graystripe's suggestion was too close to Broken Tail's old crime of stealing kits. If Firestar agreed and RiverClan found out about it, they would be justified in attacking ThunderClan. And with ShadowClan to help them, that was a risk Firestar couldn't take.
I knew you wouldn't listen.
Graystripe turned and began to retreat, his tail drooping.
I am listening. Graystripe, come back and let's think about this.
As Graystripe stopped, Firestar went on.
You don't know that Featherpaw and Stormpaw are in danger. And they're apprentices now, not kits. They have the right to decide their own future. What if they want to stay in RiverClan?
I know, Graystripe sounded despairing. Don't worry, Firestar. I understand there's nothing you can do to help.
I didn't say that.
Against all his better judgment, Firestar knew he couldn't stand by and do nothing to help his friend. Graystripe pricked his ears, half hopeful, as Firestar went on.
Suppose we go over there quietly, just the two of us, and check on them. If they're okay, then you won't need to worry anymore. If they're not, I'll tell them there's a place for them in ThunderClan, if that's what they choose.
Graystripe's yellow eyes had begun to glow as Firestar spoke.
That's great, he meowed. Thanks, Firestar. Can we go now?
If you like. Let me finish this vole first. You find Whitestorm and tell him he's in charge of the camp, but don't tell him where we're going, he added quickly.
Graystripe bounded off to the warrior's den while Firestar swallowed the last few gulps of vole and swiped his tongue over his mouth. By the time he had finished, Graystripe had reappeared, and the two friends headed for the mouth of the gorse tunnel. Reaching it, however, they stopped short as a familiar black shape slipped into the clearing.
Ravenpaw!
Firestar exclaimed happily.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you,
Ravenpaw responded, touching noses in greeting with Firestar and then with Graystripe.
Graystripe, I haven't seen you in moons. How are you?
I'm fine. It's easy to see you're doing well,
he added, eyeing Ravenpaw's glossy black pelt.
I came to pay my respects to Blue Star, Ravenpaw explained. You remember Firestar. You said I could.
Yes, of course. Firestar glanced at Graystripe, whose paws were working urgently in his haste to be off.
Ravenpaw, can you go and find Cinderpelt? She'll show you the place where Blue Star is buried. Graystripe and I are just off on a mission.
That sounds like the old days,
meowed Ravenpaw, half enviously.
What is it this time?
We're going over to RiverClan to check on my kits, Graystripe told him in a rush. I'm worried about them, now that Tigerstar is taking over.
Ravenpaw's shocked look reminded Firestar that he knew nothing of the recent developments in the forest. Rapidly, he told the Black Cat what Tigerstar had announced at the last gathering.
But that's a disaster,
Ravenpaw hissed when he had finished.
Is there anything I can do to help? I could come with you.
His eyes were gleaming. Firestar guessed Ravenpaw was excited by the prospect of adventure. How different he was now from the nervous apprentice he had once been, bullied by his fierce mentor, Tigerstar. All right, he meowed, trusting his instincts that it would be good to have Ravenpaw with them. We'll be glad to have you. As he bounded through the forest, his two oldest friends by his side, Firestar felt his mind flood with memories of how they had trained and hunted together as apprentices. For a short time, he could almost imagine that those days had returned, that he had shed his responsibilities like falling leaves and was young and carefree again. But he knew that this was impossible. He was clan leader now, and he could never escape from his duty to the cats who depended on him. The sun had gone down by the time that Firestar and his friends reached the edge of the forest. Warning Graystripe and Ravenpaw to stay back, Firestar crept through the undergrowth until he could look out over the river. In front of him lay the stepping stones, the easiest route into RiverClan territory. As Firestar peered at the cold, gray water, he caught a strong scent of cats, RiverClan and ShadowClan mixed. A patrol was making its way along the opposite bank. They were too far away for Firestar to be sure which cats they were, but he could not see the blue-gray pelts of Mistyfoot and Stonefur. He felt a pang of disappointment. If either of their friends had been near the border, Graystripe could have asked them for news and the matter could have ended there. Now they would have to go right into RiverClan territory. Firestar knew he was risking everything on slipping in and slipping out again quietly, unobserved. If it was ever found out that a clan leader had trespassed on another clan's territory, he would be in trouble. But he knew that he had to do it for Graystripe. The gray warrior had crept up beside him. What's the matter? He whispered. Why are we waiting here? Firestar angled his ears toward the patrol. A moment later, they disappeared into a reed bed, and their scent slowly faded. Okay, let's go, Firestar meowed. Leading the way, he leaped from one stepping stone to another across the black, swiftly flowing water. He thought back to the floods of last Leaf Bear, when he and Graystripe had almost drowned, saving the lives of two of Mistyfoot's kits. Leopardstar had conveniently forgotten that now, Firestar realized, as well as how the two ThunderClan warriors had helped the starving cats of RiverClan by taking them fresh kill from their own hunting grounds. But there was no point in thinking about that now. Reaching the far bank, Firestar slid into the shelter of a clump of reeds and checked once again that no enemy cats were near. All he could scent was the traces of the patrol, steadily growing fainter. Treading softly, he made his way upriver toward the RiverClan camp. Graystripe and Ravenpaw followed, silent as shadows. Suddenly, a new scent drifted on the breeze. Firestar paused, his whiskers twitching. His eyes widened as he recognized the reek of carrion, crow food that had rotted for days until its foul stench poisoned the air.
Ugh, what's that?
Growled Ravenpaw, forgetting the need for silence. Firestar swallowed the bile that rose into his throat. I don't know. I'd say it was a foxhole, but there's no scent of fox.
It stinks, whatever it is, Graystripe muttered. Come on, Firestar. We need to keep going before some cat catches us.
No, Firestar meowed. I know you're worried about your kits, Graystripe, but this is too strange. We have to investigate. A few tail lengths ahead, a tiny stream flowed sluggishly into the main river. Firestar turned to follow it, through more reeds. The stench grew stronger, and beneath the smell of crow food he began to pick up the scent of many cats, a mixture of ShadowClan and RiverClan like the patrol. He halted and signaled for his friends to do the same as he began to make out noises from somewhere ahead. Movement in the reeds and the voices of cats mingling together.
What is this? Graystripe whispered. We're nowhere near the camp.
Firestar flicked the tip of his tail for silence. At least the stench would mask their ThunderClan scent and make it easier for them to stay hidden. More cautiously than ever, Firestar crept on again until the reeds began to thin out and he came to the edge of a clearing. Flattening himself against the damp ground, he crawled as far forward as he dared and looked out. At once, he had to clamp his teeth hard to keep back a yowl of shock and anger. The stream ran along one side of the clearing, its near-stagnant waters clogged by the remains of fresh kill, carelessly flung there and left to rot. Cats crouched on the bank, tearing at prey. But that was not what had roused Firestar's fury. Opposite his hiding place, on the far side of the clearing, was a vast hill of bones. They gleamed like stripped branches in the last of the watery daylight. Some tiny shrew bones, hardly bigger than teeth, others as big as the leg bone of a fox or a badger. Icy trembling seized Firestar's body. For a heartbeat, he thought he was back in his dream at Four Trees. He remembered the blood that had come oozing out of that hill of bones and longed to flee.